Go.
I just wanted to have an awkward silence at the beginning. Welcome to Talk and Chop with Chris and Josh and Wade, who is
Wade.
Hi.
Who is just here now? I don't know why.
He has the tummy sads. So
yeah, he has a rumbly in his tumbly. Yeah. So
in a bad way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise, he'd just be hungry.
Yeah. But so he will be joining us for a little while.
I'm picturing me as Winnie the Pooh now.
Oh my god.
All right. It's been a week. Another week in the life of us.
Congratulations. You have learned how to tell time. We're trying to become a kinder, gentler show.
A kinder, gentler. Yes.
Maybe less vulgar show. I don't know about kinder or gentler, especially when Jeff Loeb's still writing comics and McGinnis is still drawing them.
And we're wondering why. But anyway, we're trying to turn over a new leaf here at a Talking Shop. So bear with us. We're still funny.
Hopefully.
Oh, of course. We're not Dane Cook. We don't need to swear to be funny.
Yeah, if we were Dane Cook, then we wouldn't need comedy to be funny.
All right. So, starting off the bat, we are going to plug our sponsors.
Yeah, which we didn't do until the end of the podcast last time.
So we're doing it now. Talking Shop is brought to you in part by Josh.
Oh, yeah. Collector's Trading Post on Facebook.
Run by...
That's Joey's, right?
Yes, that is Joey's.
Our friend Joey Buscemi.
Yep.
And... a good friend of Joey Buscemi, who's pretty rad.
Even better friend.
Yes.
Phone number now.
Oh, yes, phone number.
Yeah, I talked to him on Saturday. Big news. I'm not going to ruin it, though.
Yeah.
Spoilers. We'll save it until it actually happens.
Yeah, exactly. So, don't want to jinx it.
Big news. Don't want to jinx it.
And then our other sponsor, of course, is Jason Quarenya.
I think so.
From Three Alarm Comics, is also a really rad guy. On the sidebar of our page, you'll see them. It'll say "Rad Sponsor," also "Rad Sponsor."
Yeah,
that's actually the other way around.
We can't actually put you side by side or in the same area because it is equal sponsorship.
That's true.
So we don't want to put one above the other. So maybe each week we'll alternate. Switch it back. It's more work than we need, but it works.
We have links to their sites on our sidebar. Check it out. The Three Alarm site will link to their Facebook page, and the Collector's Trading Post is a great place to go actually want to get some really rad figures for a decent price.
Oh, yeah. I've picked up plenty of great stuff from there.
I'm starting to think that I might do so.
Oh, it's... I have
my Green Lantern figures that I'm ready to... that I have absolutely no attachment to, so...
Yeah, you're wanting
my
to.
Extra... We'll see.
He's ready.
I don't think they're worth anything, but...
Yeah, but we're not... The page isn't about scalping.
Yeah.
Or making a buck. It's about helping each other out, and I like that.
I don't know if anybody's going to want it.
Yeah, nobody
does. There's a decent amount of Stell Billa figures out there, though. Anyway, we're not even digressing because we haven't even gotten onto a topic yet. So,
so we're just kind of talking. So, do you want to do stuff we liked from the previous week?
Yes, we can do stuff we liked.
Stuff we liked. that is part of the kinder, gentler.
Yes.
Us.
Yes.
Do you want to do yours liked. First? Because mine you're just going to bash on.
Yeah.
I guess that can become the main topic. Well,
I started watching Young Justice over the past couple days, and I gotta say, it's a pretty rad. I checked out I found some random site you can stream it online for free. You can't find it anywhere otherwise, because they haven't put it in the season box set for some damn reason, and it just makes me angry. But the coolest thing that I noticed about it was that it's actually co-produced, by the guy that did Gargoyles.
Ooh,
and he also wrote the first two-part episode.
I think I've heard about... I heard that somewhere.
Dude.
I'm not sure.
The first... just watch the first two episodes. The third episode's kind of meh. That's all I've watched thus far. I started to watch the fourth episode last night. We couldn't get to work right on my TV. Mm-hmm. But the first two episodes are bad.
I like it. You censored yourself.
Just strangle yourself.
Since you guys can't see this, Josh just pretty much like morphed into some crazy dragon creature. And went his neck way up high.
I didn't do my T-Rex arms, so it doesn't count.
T-Rex, I got these tiny arms.
But they actually won an Emmy, the first two episodes did.
Really?
Yeah. For outstanding individual achievement in animation. That's right. Classy. It's good though. It's like the dialogue is cool. They do use Kid Flash. But it's not Impulse Kid Flash. It's Wally West Kid Flash.
That's better. I don't like Impulse.
I like Impulse.
I don't.
I got into him in the 90s.
Well, it's a way better 90s. Name than Kid Flash.
Yeah, it is.
The 90s.
Apparently, they change it later on to not be Kid Flash anymore. But for those of you who don't know, check it out. It's got a really cool Aqualad. He's a black dude, which I thought was really cool. He's got cool powers. They show Speedy briefly.
That was another one that they introduced Aqualad in the show, and then they introduced him in the comics.
But well, I thought they did the Brightest Day one first.
No. Aqualad was on the show first, and then they introduced him into the comics.
Yeah, but it's a completely different black Aqualad, which I'm okay with because he's way cooler in the show.
They brought him in based off his popularity.
Yeah.
Just like Smallville with Chloe Sullivan. They brought her into Action Comics later on.
Oh, I didn't watch that show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Though I am kind of stoked about the Green Arrow show.
I was going to say something about
Arrow.
That.
Arrow, yeah, it looks cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, the pilot.
As long as, you know, I don't know. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
As long as it's not as teenagey as Smallville.
Yeah.
Smallville
definitely started off really teenagey.
They're saying that it's supposed to get... yeah, it's better but than no, what I was going to say otherwise.
Until you, from about season 5 to the finale, Smallville got much better.
My girlfriend has forbidden me from watching it because she's tried to watch it before and it's terrible. She said,
"Oh no, if you watch after Justice League has been introduced, it's really good.
That's cool." But they're saying
then they definitely get more comic book
for Arrow. They're saying it's supposed to be a little more darker and grittier.
Which is what you need for Green Arrow.
Yeah, I mean, he's
Oliver
Green Arrow.
Needs it.
Ollie Queen needs to shoot dudes with a bow.
Yeah,
that's just all I'm saying.
Like in Fall of, Fall of Justice. I still gotta find it for you.
Yeah, you gotta find something.
Great. Read. Fall of the Green Arrow.
You need to find a bunch of stuff that I can read that you never bring over.
Chris. I know. You need to make me a list, and
new Batman's out tomorrow, though. Batman.
Oh yes, I'm getting that. Too.
Scott Snyder says big revelations are gonna be popping up.
Big revelations.
Big revelations. Well,
Issue 8
is when they start Night of the Owls.
Oh, I want to digress a little bit on that.
Okay,
one.
Let's digress a tiny bit.
Digress.
Like we always do.
Josh saying big revelations or big shockers, whatever, totally reminded me. I was going through my Twitter feed the other day, and I follow Rob Liefeld.
Yeah, it's Rob Liefeld.
I follow him, and he posts some of those random stuff you'll ever... I almost cussed. I had to slow myself down. I was like, wait a second. But he posts some of those random things you'll ever see. And he, like, posts about it like he's the greatest thing that's ever happened to the world of comics.
Oh, yeah. Totally. That's his attitude, bro. Have you seen the way he draws feet?
Yeah.
You know, he's just ahead of the curve. We're all going to look like that someday.
The tweet he posted was... just finished writing, I think it was Grifter. He's like, just finished writing Grifter, or one of the new books he's working on. He's like, there's a big revelation, a big shocker on one of the pages. I'm like, did he draw a decent looking foot?
Yeah.
That's the first thing that popped in my head. I'm like, did he make a human being look normal?
No, God, no. They're literally barrel chested. They're like barrels with tiny little
and his,
in the arms.
And his actual display picture is of Hawkman. His Hawkman looks so bad.
It's like
huge helmet, little face.
Yeah, his Hawkman is terrible, man.
That's our bashing on Rob Liefeld for a little while. Yeah,
for the next 3 minutes at least.
Yeah. So I don't know if I want to do.
What did you like this week?
Well, one of my things is you're going to bash. I think we should move that into our main topic later on.
Yeah.
But things I did like, I watched the Comic Book Men finale was on also.
Boo Earns.
Huh?
Boo Earns.
I just
hate that show.
I know you do. I've been watching it because...
Yeah, I don't really even hate it. I just don't care.
I know.
I think that's the problem that I have with it.
I'm kind of meh. Towards it also.
Yeah.
Because there's like one guy on there I liked. I like Ming. I like the little Chinese guy.
Yeah.
Asian guy. I guess you can't really pigeonhole him.
Probably Vietnamese.
Probably. But I mean, he's a cool dude. He actually...
They all look alike to Chris because he is a racist.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I am not.
That is not true. Then you might want to take off that German officer's cap you've been wearing.
I'm bald. I have nothing on.
It's for... nostalgic purposes.
It's to keep the rain away.
That's it.
Durchkleidungs und Kleidung. Oh, God. Wow. That's probably going to have to be edited out.
Who's the porn?
Anyway, I'll come up later. Ming, yeah. I like Ming. He's actually the only one there I like.
Did they get rid of him or something?
No, he's still there. But this episode, they all kind of wanted to get tattoos.
Oh, God.
And because, I think Ming brought it up because Walt was supposed to have one. And then get one after somebody lost. I know the Devils won the Stanley Cup, so
yeah.
A while back he said he was going to get one, and they never did.
Yeah, that's got to be some years, because it's been a long time since the Devils have won.
Yeah, it was in the 90s. But anyway, so they all like designed out what they were going to get. They all decided to get a tattoo, the four of them, Ming, Brian, Walton, Zabzik.
Yeah, was it Rob or whatever that was?
Mike.
Mike, that's it, yeah.
But anyway, so they all started designing theirs, and Brian actually got a really cool one.
Mike Lackwit?
No, it's Mike Zapsik.
Lackwit.
Oh, I see what you did. That you got to speak up when you make puns like that.
Because yeah, hear it the first time. Because the other one I come up with had a bad word.
I know. Limp. Anyway,
I was gonna say.
Oh, I see what you were doing there.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's classic.
Anyway, Brian got his tattoo. I didn't like Brian at first because he tried really hard to be funny.
Yeah, the big fat guy with a beard.
Yeah, but this
fat guys are always funny.
This episode, I gained respect for him.
Oh yeah.
He got a tattoo of his niece, and like they don't show his niece until later on in the episode after he's talked about the tattoo. His niece is a little young girl, and he's like, "Yeah, we bond over zombies, like zombie stuff." So I'm like, "That's kind of cool, I guess." And he gets a zombified picture of her riding a tricycle on his forearm. It was so cool looking.
That's weird.
Huh. No, hold on. No, it was pretty neat. I was listening to their podcast today, and some certain company actually designed it for him.
Oh, yeah.
But later on, they actually show his niece, and I'm pretty sure she has Down syndrome. She has some sort of handicap. Because gotcha. I don't want to say that, and then turn out she doesn't actually have one. But
she's just like weird looking. Like, good job, Chris. You think all people look like retards, and you hate them for ethnicity. Good job. Good job.
But no, I'm pretty sure she has Down syndrome or some sort of condition. But my cousin has it, and
yeah,
I love him, and we grew up, and I remember when I was little. So that hit a little soft spot with me. I had a heart for a minute.
Going to turn into Talk and Shop with Josh and the Fuhrer.
Yeah. Hey, knock this off.
I'm picturing you that mustache so bad.
Anyway, but yeah, she like ran in and she got all excited because it was a zombie her. And it was a cute moment, okay?
That's a cute moment.
That was pretty sweet.
And then they all got theirs. Mike got his, I forget what he got. He got his wife's name or something. Ming got his Chinese family crest. So I'm pretty sure he's Chinese. Got his family crest. And then Walt bailed again. He had, like, this design. He was like, I want this cool demon skull-looking thing, and it's going to be all red and satanic.
See, it's not even comic book tattoos.
I know. That's well, lame. Mike was going to get a Superman symbol and then his wife's name under it. And he's like, well, I'd love her more than Superman, so I didn't do that. And I was like, we hope. But Walt bailed, and he's like, I didn't think you guys were serious.
Yeah.
I didn't, you guys really did that?
I still think one of the coolest comic book tattoos out there is on MC Chris. You ever seen his?
No.
He's just got on both wrists bows and arrows, because Hawkeye is his favorite guy.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
And I was like, that's pretty rad. I would love to get that tattoo, but then I'd just be a copier.
I was thinking a pretty cool idea for us.
I was going to get
you and I. No.
I was going to get the Captain America symbol on one wrist and then Green Lantern on the other one.
Hold on. I'm not done.
Okay, let's hear it.
You and I are going to get comic tattoos, okay?
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Shh. We're each going to get half a Cap shield.
Oh, yeah?
Think about it.
Where are we going to get it?
I don't know. No, we're going to get it somewhere and then we're going to like hold our arms up and it'll be like there. Like we put our forearm.
It's pretty gangster.
And then we hold them up together as one and rebuild. But anyway, no. Finale of Comic Men. AMC does that. They'll order like six episodes of a show, and that's the first season.
It was a mid-season thing, anyway.
So I mean,
it started with Walking Dead.
Yeah, I mean, so it's not bad. It's not.
I don't know how the ratings are on it though.
I don't know either.
I mean, AMC makes it sound like it's the greatest show ever, and everybody loves it. And like, I don't know about that.
I'm holding that hope because it is the only comic shop in comic book thing I've seen on TV. So
yeah.
I'm hoping that it'll get better. Not. And maybe not, yes. I'm hoping about maybe not. So that's one thing I liked. What else did I like this week? I had a couple funny things at work.
They're not comic related.
They're not comic. Well, I kind of turned the one into nerd related. But we had a guy come in to pick up, I think he was picking up a TV. And I called out the will call, and I look at the name on it. The guy's first name is Hoodaporn. I'm thinking, wow, he's probably Indian. Look at that. I'm stereotyping again. I almost did it. Did you see that? I almost slipped out. Don't pigeonhole me here, son.
Oh, I'm judging you, bro.
But
I'm judging you.
Yeah, he, and then I saw his last name. His last name is Schweinsberger. So I didn't know what to think now.
I figured South African because they're weird and Dutch.
Yeah, but he was Dutch. Ooh, cool. But I think he was Swedish. I think that's what he said.
Yeah.
Because we went out and asked.
But you're going to assume that's what he said because you couldn't understand him because he was a foreigner.
Knock it off.
One of them.
Anyway, enough of that.
And I'm
nonsense.
Sure he liked your hat, right?
I didn't wear a hat at work.
Sure you did.
But anyway, so also, I was loading out a chair yesterday. It was to a hunter.
We call you Hauptmann. Hauptmann.
this guy was a big hunter, and he was loading up this chair. I guess he got a sectional that matched this chair. This chair was the biggest, most gaudy chair I've ever seen. It was literally the size of a smaller love seat, and the arms were about 2 feet wide. So when you sit in this thing, it's like a big throne. But it literally looked like the color and the texture looked like somebody skinned Jabba the Hutt and just used him to upholster a chair.
Oh, you must have been a young hut.
The whole time I'm pushing this thing out, I'm just thinking, I'm expecting to start going, ho, 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 as I'm pushing
it.
Solo Portoco. Yeah, this whole time, yeah. That was that.
That's pretty rad.
So, do you want to do news, or do you want to get into our main topic, or fall in the long box?
T-Rex, John, what news we got?
News. Michael Rooker's returning to Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was waiting
there. He confirmed that at WonderCon.
Oh,
they
nice.
Tried getting Robert Kirkman to... Somebody called in and tried getting Robert Kirkman to spill the beans, but he didn't.
Yeah.
But Michael Rooker
they
spilled
must
the
let
beans
him
on
say it. Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff that they're talking about for the third season, so...
Yeah, so that'd be cool. I mean, if they're trying to bring it back a little more comic-related...
Is that guy even in the comic?
I don't know.
I don't
probably
think
not.
So.
But the other two things they introduced in the finale are.
Yeah.
Also, my little rage moment.
We'll wait for that later.
No, I want to do it now. It's news.
You're that mad?
It's news.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about this crap.
Michael Bay, and it leaked or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly.
I think it's his anus, because that's what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
A big steaming pile of Michael Bay movie.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are now going to be an alien race.
Yeah, they're doing a live-action reboot again.
I was actually pretty excited because I heard live-action, and I heard live-action, and I also heard Eastman and Laird are going to be involved in it. And it's supposed to be based more off the comics. They're supposed to be edgier, funnier,
yeah,
prettier.
We'll see about that.
And I was really excited when I heard that part.
And uglier, because they look like crap, too.
Yeah. No, they haven't shown the actual ones yet.
I saw those pictures.
Those aren't real pictures. Oh,
okay.
That was an artist rendition.
I was
going
to say,
those aren't
like
the real
scaly
ones yet.
Turds.
Yeah, those aren't the real ones yet. So
it looked like a scaly lizard poop.
But
yeah,
it came out that they're going to be an alien race.
The only alien race those movies need is the neutrinos.
Yes, sir.
I want an alien hot rod that flies.
That'd be pretty sweet. I'm not gonna lie. I want a neutrino just to pop out. That long. I had a figure when I was little. The long blue haired one that came out in front. It was like two pieces, and they kind of like.
I don't remember those at
oh,
all.
They were awesome.
No,
they were alien teenagers from Dimension X.
That sounds awesome. And they flew in like a flying hot rod. Oh, so great!
See, it was like
I'll have to find this figure.
Oh man!
When we do our that special episode, where we go through my shed and find all these old figures.
Yeah,
I know I have it still.
We're doing a special episode. Mm-hmm. Chris is kind of. We're gonna go through. We're gonna just grab a box from Chris's shed full of his toys.
From when I was younger. These are from when I was young. I haven't opened these in probably about 15 years.
So we're gonna go through that and see what we can find besides Black Widows.
I know there's TMNT and Star Wars figures.
Sweet. That's
awesome. Also, one thing I was kind of browsing about in there a couple weeks ago. Actually, about a couple weeks ago. I mean, about like 4 or 5 months ago.
Same thing.
It was back in November when I was putting the Halloween decorations away. I found a two-pack of figures from the 1989 Batman.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
man.
It had, I forget who exactly is in it, but it's mislabeled.
Oh, nice.
And it says, like, Catwoman, and I think it has, like, the Joker in it or something funny. That's like awesome. That. I forget exactly what it is, but I gotta find it again. That was pretty neat. But that's an episode to look forward to. I think that'll be a lot of fun. That'll be a definite bit of nerd.
It could be worth it too. My cool boss was telling me he was going through some random boxes in his garage, some random long boxes, and he came up as like Dream Stalker Zero or something like that. And he's like, yeah, I wonder if this is anything. Was this worth anything? Apparently, it's got a couple pages of The Goon before The Goon got big. It's $250.
Wow.
And he said it wasn't even bagged and boarded, so it's got like a tiny bend in the corner. So he's all,
But, you know, this idea gives me another fun idea. We should go to my parents' house and go through my dad's comic collection.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh. You...
I might nerdgasm too much.
No, that'd be fine. That's what this podcast is about. It's about fun like that. We'll bring a change. We'll bring a change for you.
Okay.
But, no, I think that'd be great. I still got to go through and inventory all of this stuff for him anyway. So I think that'd be a lot of fun to do. Anyway, so back to my rage about the TMNT becoming aliens. Michael Bay... After all the backlash about this, because...
Bay explosions!
TMNT fans are rabid. Yes, yeah. We are.
We are
he
with anger.
He came out and was like, I gotta pull up the exact quote, because the exact quote made me even more mad about life. Let's find it.
You probably should have found that first.
I know I should have, but I didn't realize I still had that quote.
Chris.
You're quiet. Anyway, this quote, Michael Bay, released on his official website... Shh, I'll get there eventually.
Baseplosion or baseplosioncraptacular.com .org because he also wanted a .org.
As soon as you put the .dot in there, it explodes. Yes. It's a little bomb. This is what Michael Bay said. Quote. And this is how he's describing the movie beforehand. He said, when you see this movie, kids are going... And this is an exact quote. When you see this movie, kids are going to believe one day that these turtles actually do exist when we are done with this movie. These turtles are from an alien race, and they are going to be tough, edgy, funny, and completely lovable. Either kids are really, really stupid...
That's fair.
Dude, I thought they were...
These kids are going to believe they exist. No, Michael Bay.
It's a documentary.
All right, so the article goes on to say...
Is it going to be T-A-N-T then?
Teenage Ain.
That's one I away from being nuts.
Oh, man. So,
that's right. Tyant.
Tyant. This is what the article says. It says, naturally, fans were too happy to hear that the Turtles are now going to be an alien race, and there's a lot of negative feedback. So Michael Bay responded on his official site... with the following. And this kind of made me really, really mad. Fans need to take a breath and chill. They have not read the script. Our team is working closely with the original creators of Ninja Turtles to help it expand and give a more complex backstory. Relax. We are including everything that made you become fans in the first place. We're just building a richer world.
Yeah, he said the same sort of thing about the Transformers movies.
I like the Transformers.
Well, you're wrong.
I am not wrong.
I saw the second one. Okay,
the second one's bad. The third one is a fantastic movie.
See, I haven't gotten around to watching the third one.
Oh, third one.
The second one was so awful.
The second one I did not like. The third one is great.
The second one, the one that Greg was going to do the edit of, where it's just going to be the cool scenes of Optimus Prime breaking stuff.
Yeah. Oh man, like there's one or two cool scenes of Optimus Prime just wrecking shop. It's great. It, like, rips a dude's face in half. It's brutal. But that's it. The rest of the movie was just poop.
Racist bots.
Yo, dog, oh, yeah. You!
Racism bot! And then the wrecking balls thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and the little robot that humps the leg and, like... It's just stupid.
Oh, yeah. But no, the third one, definitely watch it. It is a lot of fun. And... And you don't have Megan Fox and her toe thumb. The New Girl's not very good. But
she's not good. Megan Fox wasn't good.
No, the New Girl's not good. Has Patrick Dempsey in there in a role he's really not suited for.
I want to see
him. But it's a fun movie.
I like the Megatron figure with like the cloak.
The Megatron figure was awesome. Sentinel Prime's cool. And Optimus, the fight scenes are a lot better. And the invasion scenes are pretty sweet.
Cool.
If you just ignore the Transformers mythos and just watch it as an action movie, it is a really good action movie.
That's probably good because I don't know all that much about the Transformers mythos. I think that's... Like, I remember the original movie, you know? I'm like, this movie doesn't have a Weird Al song. It's not like the old one at all, you know?
It kind of harkens back to it. But, I mean, at the same time, ignore it and just watch it for what it is. It's a fun blockbuster action flick. And you will enjoy it. If you go into that, that's how
I enjoyed the first one. Yeah. Because it was just good action.
The first one's great.
Yeah.
First and third one are great. The second
Uber
one.
Super nerdgasm you can't moment even... when Optimus Prime says his first line. You know, mm-hmm. just like,
yeah.
Peter but,
I think the only thing I enjoyed about the second one was Soundwave.
I didn't watch
his brief appearance in the second one.
I think I haven't seen all the second one, to be fair. I'm not sure. The second one. I've like seen brief bits, and yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's at the beginning.
They have a really cool figure of him.
Yeah.
It's really rad.
I love Soundwave. My love for Soundwave didn't stem from the cartoon, but I do love him from the cartoon.
Autobots inferior.
Yeah. And,
did he actually say that in the third one?
No, I don't believe so.
I thought there was something to that effect.
I don't know. But, I don't even think he's around that long in the third one. But he does make appearances, I know that. They have Shockwave in the third one.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Shockwave's pretty sweet looking. But my love of Soundwave came back from when I was really young. And I would go with my parents. They would go to a chiropractor. And in the little chiropractor waiting room, they had a bunch of toys. And they had a Soundwave toy that actually transformed into the boombox. Mm-hmm. And then
I remember that one.
I love that thing. I've never that's the one toy I would want to find again just to have. So that's my rage.
Yeah.
About TMNT. I hate that I know we just went to TMNT and then Transformers
and then back hopefully to comics eventually.
Anyway,
we'll see how it goes.
I hate that Michael Bay did that.
I hate Michael Bay.
I think that was really kind of
Yeah.
It just makes me remember that South Park episode where it was like him, was it like Spielberg? Or it was him and George Lucas, right?
No, Spielberg.
Was it Spielberg?
Where they?
No. It's the one where like they have Michael Bay come in for something, and then because they're trying to make a movie, and then like George Lucas comes in, and Michael Bay's like, yeah, and there's gonna be explosions. And George was like, yeah, it is. Like, that's not a movie. That's not a story. That's just explosions and special effects. And they're like, we don't know the difference.
Oh yes, I remember that episode.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the Indiana Jones 4.
Yes.
That was a funny episode. But,
They cut George Lucas.
I closed my eyes and it just happened. Poor Indiana.
Not cool, butter. It's not cool.
I kind of like the fourth one. But anyway.
It's another one I haven't seen. But
I'll put my rage towards the fourth. You know,
I went and saw that fourth one in the theater wearing an Indiana Jones shirt because I was fucking stoked.
Oh!
I was really stoked. Sorry.
Yes.
That's how excited I was because I love Indiana Jones. And then I did.
Wow. Yeah. I hope that didn't come up very loud. Just kidding.
Yeah, easily edit that.
I know.
That's we're retarded.
You know, I'll do it.
That's like 55 minutes in. Just kidding. I don't know how far we're into this.
28.
28 minutes. All right, 28 minutes. Note to self.
Did
it
make you want
to
take your shirt off?
Just about, man, that shirt. Okay. I don't know where that shirt is now.
You know,
probably
okay.
For the best.
I think my biggest thing was the people that complained about the movie because they're like, aliens, that doesn't make sense. That's not realistic. There's a lot of stuff that's not realistic about the movie, but when people pointed that one part out, I sat there and thought to myself, yeah, because the first three are totally realistic.
The guy who rips people's hearts out of their chests and then puts it back in.
Yeah.
Just like in real life. That happens downtown all the time, man. $5.
I mean, seriously, if you're going to find a gripe with a movie...
Gripe the fact that it sucks.
Yeah. Don't try and go, well, it wasn't realistic. Aliens, that just doesn't make any sense.
It's Indiana Jones. It's not realistic.
Pop up aliens.
He's a teacher that swings around on a leather whip beating up Nazis.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't like that they did a little. They went a little sci-fi with it in this one.
They did.
My understanding. They to be did. Fair. Again,
I
didn't watch it.
Yeah, I was actually. They actually had it playing at work the other day. Yeah. And I don't know why they still have that playing at work, but
you just want to like walk up with a bottle and go Bueller, just huck it at the screen.
No, I could watch the movie. It's not one of my favorites, but I could sit through it.
It's just the CGI is so bad.
Yeah, there's everywhere. A lot of bad stuff in there.
They were talking about they were gonna do no CGI. Like Spielberg said, he wanted as little CGI as possible. That's one of the reasons mm-hmm. that the old ones he said were so much fun because mm-hmm. yeah. it wasn't crappy special effects. It was really realistic, and Harrison Ford was totally down to do it.
Oh yeah,
even though he's an older fella now. And then
I love Harrison Ford. Harrison maybe, Ford.
Spielberg is let Lucas talk him into it. Spielberg let Lucas talk him into it.
Lucas.
Yeah.
I
don't like it.
He doesn't.
But no, there's one scene in there. There's one scene in there that was pretty cool that I liked. I was like, I see what you did there. Have you ever seen The Wild One with Marlon Brando?
No.
Yeah.
You know the scene where he's just on the bike, he has the hat cocked to the side, the leather jacket? They bring up Shia LaBeouf in the exact same kind of pose. I know.
His name is pronounced Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf. You know, I understand the not liking it, but I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah. Just this little harken back to a Marlon Brando.
That's cool. Like
sounds like that. That's neat.
A lot of the movie was not because it was. Yeah, it was a cool adventure flick, which I really enjoy. That just kind of silly, fun adventure. But like,
if you compare so it to the first three,
exactly,
you can't. That's why I try. I'm one of those glass half full things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try and look at the bright side. If I don't like something like that, I go, well, if I don't know any of the other movies, would it be fun? Like, yeah, I can watch this. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's not a great movie. It's nowhere near it.
It would have been great as a National Treasure movie or something like that.
Hold on.
Yeah. Did you say great and National Treasure?
Well, I'm saying, like,
Nick Cage
it would
involved.
Have fit perfectly into that series of mediocre films. But
hey, those are movies, not films.
Nick Cage is the wizard, all
right? That's right.
Sorcerer's Apprentice. You're a wizard. All right.
Okay, man.
I always go for it.
Oh, yeah, Nick Cage. All
right, that's our Nick Cage anger. You want to get on to our main topic? I think that's our next.
Oh, no, it's Folly.
Do you want to go Folly first?
Folly and then main topic. Allie's we did
our,
news.
Allie's on her way, too, so we might get her in on the Walking Dead conversation.
Ooh,
as well.
Okay. We just spoiled our main topic.
Yes, we're talking about The Walking Dead, because if you know anything about comics and you've listened to us, we've actually talked about just about every episode, I think.
I love The Walking Dead.
My Folly of the Long Box, I can probably go on about that for a few minutes. Yeah. Through another discussion, we were talking about things, and... something came to my mind, and I'm referring to it as the myth of the man-child.
Mm.
About what I feel is a really bad perception of comic book fans.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't think that comic book men has done anything.
Nope.
Anything to dispel that.
No.
And that's that comic book fans are, men in their 30s or 40s that live in basements, can't hold down jobs, spend all their money on stupid comic book stuff, can't have girlfriends, and are creepy, disgusting, smelly, hideous people. And that pisses me off to no end.
Mm-hmm.
Because sitting right here, well, we're basically all man children. But that's not we're not going to try to finagle about the issue.
Yeah.
I've been called a man child by my girlfriend and my mom and my other friends, and we're all man children. It's true. We're getting enjoyment from things that children would enjoy. What makes comic books such a bad thing compared to, I don't know, Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Twilight, which I mean, and I'll even give Twilight credit towards that, But what makes their crappy, stupid hobby, with their dumb...
so much better than ours?
Damned reality shows and Survivor and crap like that, and people that are obsessed with it. No, it's totally okay that they're okay with that because, they get 15 million viewers a week.
Because they don't have the negative connotation comic books. I mean...
They don't have the smelly nerd thing that's accompanying there, and it's garbage.
My thing... I was actually debating this. Well, not debating it. I was kind of defending it. The reason I enjoy comics so much is the reason I watch a movie, the reason I play a game.
Exactly.
The reason I read a book. I like stories and I like characters. And yep. that's what comic books give you. They give you a story, and they give you a character. There's nothing different than watching a movie or reading a book and then reading a comic book.
You know, I like Young Justice. That's made for kids. Does that mean I'm retarded? You know, does that mean I'm a little man-child?
To be fair, you are retarded.
That is true, but only in major situations.
True. It has nothing to do with your love of comics.
It goes left or right.
Yeah.
I am confused about things.
What hand do I write with? I don't know what's happening.
But, I mean, it's a perception issue. That's all it is perception. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, look at the disconnect between comic movies and comic books. People that would never pick up a comic book go to a comic movie and be like, oh, that was a rad movie.
Yeah.
Like, you want to read comic books? That's for losers, dude. Yeah, come on. That's for guys that don't have girlfriends.
I'm not afraid to tell people that I like comics.
No, me either.
I love comics. I love reading them. And I'm not the stereotypical. I'm not...
Yeah.
I smell right now because I just got done from a full day of work.
That's just but, there all the time. We don't tell them.
Yeah.
We're trying to be kind.
Oh, ouch.
But,
I mean,
the fact of the matter is, the average comic fan at this point is probably somebody in their 20s, 30s, maybe 40s, mm-hmm. who has a decent job, who pays their damn bills on time, has kids, and has responsibilities that they take care of.
I mean,
and you know what? Their entertainment money... Who cares what we do with our entertainment money? I have a budget that I go over every month for my entertainment. But, I mean, I said, we've all, at this point, held jobs down before. Wade is between, but that's because nobody realizes how amazing he is. I mean, you should see his table dances. They're great. But we're responsible, intelligent human beings who just happen to like a hobby that has this really crappy stigma surrounding that. That people just think, oh, dude, disgusting, gross. You know, I have the same problem with you know, the video games, too. And role-playing games, which I'm also really into. And it's like, makes them better for their crappy hobbies? I mean, I'm just saying, go to a bookstore and see how big the football book section is and the comic book section.
Yeah. I mean, video games are getting a little bit of a better...
Yeah,
just because more people are playing. But now you got the... Oh, gosh. Have you ever seen the... I forget what it was. It was like a... Like all the lawful, neutral, not all that.
Oh, those, yeah.
But with, like, video game players.
Yeah.
And, like, you have, like, the frat boys now. And,
yeah.
I mean, you got a lot of little kids that keep yelling and screaming and cussing.
Xbox Live.
Xbox Live kids, yes. Oh. You killed me, you... Oh, I'm not even going to do it, but I was tempted. But, you know, there's so many different people that play video games now. And it's the same thing with comics. There's not that same kind of outlet out there.
You know?
I mean, we're not... You can't go to every store and find a comic book.
You can go just find a bookstore now.
Bookstores, But you can't go to, like... I mean, heck, they sell... Ah, you see what I did there?
They're selling Walking Dead at Walmart now,
Oh, yeah, they are. But, I mean, like, you can go to 7-Eleven sells video games at times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere to find a video game. They're all over. You don't see video comic book commercials on regular TV. You see video game commercials everywhere. Although, DC did do the New 52 commercial.
Really?
Yeah, they had a commercial coming out around.
But
the same
I hate
time.
Their new symbol because it's dumb.
Oh, that new symbol is awful.
It's like it could have been cool if they had it animated. I was like, oh, I can see how that works because it's D, and then it peels back and you see the C, and there's a picture of a character. But all they ever show is just the peeled back one. That they never animated or anything. It's just like check out this thing that we did.
Yeah, they put it on the comic, so it can't be animated anyway.
And it's hideous. It
is bad logo.
There's a difference. But the man-child myth is the problem with it is that. The stigma has been there so long that it's become a stereotype,
mm-hmm.
and like anybody who's had to deal with a stereotype
Kevin
knows.
Kevin Smith doesn't do too much to dispel that.
Yeah, it's ridiculously hard to get away from those, and people just I'm sure that there's lots of minorities out there that would agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. I'm
people get shocked when they find out I read comics.
Really,
the way I do.
Yeah.
I there was a guy I work with. I told him. I told him we went to see Ghost Rider. I told him about it. And I was like, we went to see Ghost Rider. I was going to do the podcast after. I busted up my knee. I had to get stitches so I didn't do the podcast. He's like, you're a nerd?
I'm like, you do have kind of a sporto thing going.
Yeah, I do. I know.
I get that from almost all my friends when they find out I, like, because I'm not that into comics, but when they find out I, like, read and enjoy novels and things, you're like, what?
You do learnings?
You use your brain for
you
things?
You picked up a book?
Like, you are pretty large and intimidatingly hairy.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely, like, I don't come off as...
I mean,
nerdy at all, I don't think.
You look like a band guy.
Yeah.
A guy who's in a cool band.
Which, I mean, like, definitely worked when I was in a metal band.
Yeah.
Because nobody realized I would sit, like, I'd go hide out in the van and just, like, read rather than, like, hang out and drink with the rest of the guys because I'm a total nerd. It
was bad. Hey,
we're all out there.
I do baseball almost during the summer and spring months and fall.
All the time except winter.
Winter, I'm only down there like 3 times a week. But during the spring and summer and fall, it's 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week. What?
We're at 40 minutes.
40 minutes? I just saw you do it quick.
I was like, what?
I was like, are you a Jedi?
Yeah, I just saw the circle.
I want to get into a little distasteful joke right now. There's no swearing, but it is pretty distasteful. But kids won't get it, so. I was downstacking a truck the other day, and for some reason, when we're downstacking the truck, Michael J. Fox is the butt of a lot of weird jokes.
I like Michael J.
I love Michael J. Fox. Yeah. All right, but this little off color, and I don't know if I want to say it. All the sponsor things running through my head right now, and I don't really want to do it.
Turns out one of them's best friends with Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. Michael J. Fox is going to come up and just cut us.
I don't know. I'm going to roll this die.
Uh-oh.
I'm playing with this dice.
Even you do, odd you don't.
Even I'm doing it, odd I don't.
That's
all right.
That's
even. Crap. All right. 2 out of 3? No, we're down stacking the truck, and for some reason we're just telling Michael J. Fox jokes. This is me and my other friend Chris. He came up with this one, and he's like, it's a good thing he's not deaf. I'm like, why? I'm like, well, because then wouldn't his hands, sign language be considered stuttering? I was like,
I had a buddy post on like my MySpace page. So this
MySpace!
How old this was. But it was just like a GIF of Michael J. Fox, and you look at it for a second. And look at it for a second, and then it just starts to twitch a little bit.
Aww.
I was like, oh my god, I love that guy, but,
I love Michael J. Fox and all the stuff he does, so I'm gonna...
We apologize so much for that, but... Please don't
If you can't laugh at a bad situation, I mean, I'm sure he does, too.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks, really, but he has a weird sense of humor. I love Michael J. Fox.
Did you guys see the two-part he did on Scrubs?
Yeah.
That was, like, the best ever. He just had, like, super bad OCD. So he's just this weird, awesome character.
And weird. Yeah. He had a roof toilet in that episode.
Yeah, great. Roof toilet was great.
I love in Scrubs where the Devil Driver episode's randomly popping on.
I haven't seen that one.
You haven't? It's, like, in the one of the trucks. And it turns on just blaring Devil Driver.
Oh, jeez.
Nice.
Anyway, so you want to go on to our main topic now?
I think we should actually...
Or should I do my folly while we're waiting for Allie to get here?
Yeah, why not?
My folly, I kind of got into a question.
So man-child, bad. We don't like that.
No, I don't like that. My folly is Marvel seems to do this a lot. When they have their movies coming out, their mass production of things, or pushing certain characters, which really, really bothers me, just because they're just doing it to promote this movie. I understand promoting the movie. That's why commercials happen. That's why flyers come out. That's why posters come out. That's why viral videos come out. All this stuff. There are great ways to do it. You can even put a little header on top of comics.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. That's cool. But when you start doing it into the stories in the comics and pushing characters, like how it's now Captain America and Hawkeye soon.
It's going to be Captain America and Iron Man after that.
I know, but like they're really pushing Hawkeye right now. They changed his costume all around.
I hate that so much, dude.
They changed all this stuff about Hawkeye, and now they're Hawkeye pushing costume. Him.
Some of the art I've seen, he almost looks like a black guy.
Yeah.
He's just like a black blonde guy. It could be Aqualad.
Aqualad. I mean, I love Hawkeye, but I love Hawkeye as a supporting character who gets his own title every once in a while, which is fun. That's why I like. That's how I like my Hawkeye. I know how you love Hawkeye. That's how I like Hawkeye. I don't like that he's now, because Jeremy Renner's playing him, they had to change his costume in the comics, and now they're force-feeding him down our throats. It's everything they do as soon as a character gets popular. They just saturate everything about him. And that really, really, really makes me sad.
Yeah, I don't like it either. They did it with Iron Man, with their Iron Man covers, and they did it with Deadpool so much.
Deadpool, all the Deadpool rage.
For no reason.
I mean, I love Deadpool. I'm a big Deadpool fan. But when he started getting everywhere and like four monthly titles.
Yeah.
I mean,
one of which was drawn by Rob Liefeld.
You know, Deadpool Core, everybody hated it and just bagged on it.
But Riley was fine.
You know, I actually that was actually a Liefeld. I forget.
Liefeld. But
Joe Casey actually says it, and it's like totally different than anything we've ever said, yeah. And he knows the guy personally, so...
Fuck him. That was our two, right?
That was two.
Yeah.
We are now a PG-13 movie.
I'm not the only one.
Yes.
I'm doing good. Barely. So it's going to take us a while. It's going to take us a while, but yeah, we'll get the hang of it.
We're trying.
So bear with us. Sorry for those kids listening. But it's like a PG-13 movie now.
Yeah.
So we got away with it. I watched Get Shorty. And be cool. Be cool. Be cool.
That was a great flick.
That was good.
Yeah.
The Rock is a gay guy.
Gay cowboy. But,
think bad.
Now, what was I saying?
So silly.
Oh, yes. Deadpool Core. I got the joke. I don't think a lot of people got the joke.
Yeah.
That it was making fun of the oversaturation of Deadpool everywhere. And by having a whole team of Deadpools, I thought it was funny. And I got it, and I don't think a lot of people that complained about it got it. Which really bothered me. Because I was like, I got the joke, you guys didn't. And then I couldn't tell them that. Because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
But also, they're also, and this was brought to my attention, I forget the guy's name, it was on one of our comic pages, but they brought to my attention that Thunderbolts, the title is being changed.
Yeah, to Dark Avengers.
Which is just another, hey look, the Avengers movie's coming out, pay attention to
us. Did they already have a Dark Avengers?
They did.
During Dark Reign.
Yeah, they had the Dark Avengers during Dark Reign. That was cool, I mean, but if Norman Osborn's coming back for it, and which is,
I thought he was dead.
No, he wasn't dead.
Oh,
he was locked up, and now he's out. I haven't kept up with the story, so I don't know exactly what happened. But at the end of Siege, he gets locked up.
Oh, okay.
And then he comes back out, and there's actually been a big story in the Avengers where he's building the Dark Avengers again or something.
Oh, yeah.
But, I don't know, that bothers me. I don't see the point in changing the Thunderbolts, especially when Thunderbolts has been a long-running title now.
Yeah.
Because it's up to, like, the 150 issues or
something
so.
Something like that, yeah.
It's got a high number of issues relative to other things right now.
And it's had a couple of series, too, so.
Yeah. I don't see a title change that late in something.
Yeah.
Anything over 100, it's just pointless to change the title.
Yeah, it really is.
But, so that's my anger. That's my folly log box. Marvel, please stop doing this.
Yeah.
DC hasn't really. I mean, yeah, they'll have like when Green Lantern came out last year, they had all these other Green Lantern like one shots and stuff, but they didn't change stuff in the main.
Yeah, those were companion books.
Yeah, they were keeping that.
Movie.
That's fine. I understand that. Yes, you were capitalizing off it, but you don't change stuff in main continuity to fit with the movie.
Yeah. Especially when the movie doesn't fit in the main continuity.
Yeah.
Josh is angry about Hawkeye.
When it's an Ultimates continuity. Or so. Yeah. For any of you who don't know, Marvel has all their different
continuities. Not as bad as... Well, DC, like, they seem to just have DC, one and then Elseworlds.
Yeah. They've cut it way down. But, I mean, they got Earth 2 coming out, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I think they got rid of all the other
ones.
Wasn't
that a TV show in the 90s?
That was a TV show. It's on Netflix now. Yeah. Clancy Brown, who apparently is a real hardcore sci-fi nerd.
Katie loved that show.
So did I. I watched
she
it
reminded, She, like, brought it back up. I don't think I saw that. And so she brought it back up. And we were starting to watch it on Netflix, but I canceled my Netflix account because, as I discussed last week, I'm tired of paying Netflix for crap. Yeah, because now we're focusing more on TV, old TV channels.
That's because they,
which is awesome. I'm like, then why are you Netflix?
Yeah.
Why aren't you net shows?
Net shows. Net TV.
Net TV. There we go.
You know why they're not net TV? Oh, web TV. Remember that? I remember web TV.
I remember web TV.
So weird. Web TV. Okay, we're going to pause for a sec here, and we'll be right back and talk about our Walking Dead thing.
Yay! Walking Dead. Now we're back. Wow.
Now we're actually back.
Now, even though it doesn't actually seem like
a break to you,
break,
but it was.
Yeah, we had to wait for somebody to change their clothes.
Gosh. That's right. I wanted to get into something pretty. Too close for me. She has a quiet voice. Anyway, we've brought my beloved fiance into the conversation.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, since she keeps refusing to introduce us every week. So now we need to be on here.
I remember you asked me 1 week.
That was like three times.
1 week.
No, we did it a couple times.
See?
I don't ever remember that. I remember Bro-fist.
Well, maybe if you weren't drunk all the time.
Anyway,
remember more.
That's no fun.
We brought in Allie. I'm hoping Allie's on my side for this. But I don't have much hope.
I don't think so.
Allie
so it's
going to
be like a 3-on-1.
Is a big Walking Dead fanatic. You saw all the episodes for the second season, right?
Okay, first off, I'm not a fanatic.
Says you.
Says I, yes.
You refer to it as your show.
I refer to a lot of shows as my show.
And you're a fanatic
of those
shows,
too.
Can you start referring to your stories? Because that's just classier.
My stories
are on. I need to go watch some stories.
They're her shows?
Yes.
So I don't get to watch them?
Nope.
They're hers.
They're mine.
You can't have this one.
This is her house. This is her rules.
I'm taking this one, too. What?
They can be your shows somewhere else.
Yeah.
But in here, they are mine.
That's right. She's seen every issue of Walking Dead. She hasn't read the comics yet, so
she's every issue.
Yeah,
I mean episode.
Yeah,
I meant to say episode. Did I say issue?
Yeah, you said
issue.
Just kidding.
She hasn't read the comic at all. She has a different perspective of it than we do. So
are you ready to rock?
The big topic, of course, is going to be Night Before Last, which was the season finale of Walking Dead season 2.
He's not going to stand now.
It's because you messed with him.
I want his hand up like he's at a rock concert. Now he just looks like a ninja.
And he's going to do his Dio pose.
He's a wizard.
Oh, we were just talking about The Walking Dead.
Wow, I bet whoever's listening has no idea what you guys are talking about.
No, we have a lot of older gentlemen.
Because that
not older.
Older gentlemen?
Older than us. I'm only 23, so they are older than me.
I'm older than you.
And I'm older than you. Damn.
I'm the child. I'm the baby of the group.
When was your birthday?
June 23rd.
Oh, you're older than me.
Ah.
Whoa.
Oh, I know.
Anyway. Weird. We all have our very specific thoughts about what and how the episode went down. We're going to talk about spoilers, so cover your virgin ears if you don't know what happened.
It's 2 days later.
Yeah.
Enough time. You should be watching
now. Days
if you DVR'd it, you shouldn't have had anything going on tonight. Hold on. This is my story of how I got to watch that last episode. We have it always DVR'd. We DVR it because we don't watch the commercials.
Yeah.
So I wait till half an hour in and watch it, which I don't know why.
We can't demand it.
Yeah.
We don't have to.
We can fast forward through those.
But Sunday we had to go to the Blake Shelton concert.
Yeah.
Shut your face. It was enjoyable and a lot of fun.
Enjoyable.
Yeah. Okay. Country music is enjoyable.
If you have messed up chromosomes.
Wow.
I'm going to throw you through a window.
You probably do it with your retard strength.
Wow. It's getting a little inappropriate, son.
Hold on. Let's go further. Inbred retard strength.
Okay. That's actually an inbred joke that Blake Shelton told. It was kind of funny. Nice.
Anyway,
continue. He was talking about his inbred manager. He was like, inbreeding, yeah! That made fun. But anyway, so we went to the Blake Shelton concert, which I'm going to talk about for a second.
No.
Quite fun. No, I'm going to talk
Hurry
about
up.
It.
Hurry up.
Hey, whose name's Lucid First on this podcast? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let's go alphabetically.
You didn't think about that, did you? You didn't go alphabetically. You did the most important first. But anyway, Blake Shelton concert, a lot of fun. Got home around 11. And I have to get up at 4 the next day because I need to work at 6. I have to leave my house around 5:30, and I like getting an exercise in.
She does that. I don't do that. I'm an American.
Yeah.
If I could get up 5
minutes.
Wake up
10 minutes before you have to be there.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, I get up because I like getting moving in the morning. And see, look at that. I like
I can't
exercising
just crawl
before.
Out
and
of bed and
she doesn't exercise. She watches
go.
30 Rock on Netflix.
Yeah.
Which is the best way
and
to spend your time.
And drink coffee.
Yeah.
I make my coffee, take it at the rest. Anyway, so we get home at 11 o'clock.
Exercise.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, crap. I had to be up in 5 hours, or I can watch the season finale. I'm watching the season finale. I popped it on. Katie's head's killing her. She has a gnarly migraine. She had like a migraine before we went, and
it just got worse.
And then like,
yeah,
it kind of went away at the beginning, and then Blake Shelton like halfway through the set, she's like, my head hurts so bad, I can't do this. But we stayed for the whole thing. She trooped it out.
I've done the migraine at a rock show. Not so good.
But so we sat down to watch it, and we get done around midnight. I climb out of it. I climb off the couch. I'm like, that was so good. And now you guys go, oh, no, I wasn't. Shut up, man. It's bad poop.
All right.
People agree with me. Hey, look, Allie, as Josh said earlier, thought it was... And I quote...
Share with the listening audience how you described last night's episode.
Sunday's episode.
Well, it was last night for us because that's when we watched it.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was awful.
What did you call it?
I don't remember.
You said it was the worst episode of the second season.
Oh, yeah, it was that.
Wow.
I was really disappointed, because after the first season, I was just kind of ambivalent. I was just kind of like, oh, okay, it's all right.
Take that floor.
And then second season got started, I was just all kinds of excited, because I thought it was awesome. It was the shit.
No swearing.
Excuse me.
We're still in PG-13 there.
Yeah. Well, okay. Most 13-year-olds know
that. I know. I'm talking about the rating of the podcast.
Yeah.
Because they've maxed out our F-word usage.
Yeah.
According to...
we dropped our two. We could have some cute kids say it now. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyways, and so the episode before the season finale, I thought it was amazing. I was all like, what? Because I didn't read the comics, apparently.
It was a little different last week.
But, you know. Well,
yeah. Chris ran us through the entire episode.
Yes. Last week. I was excited.
Oh.
They are masterful.
So you and Chris both really liked that one.
Yeah. So I was super, and so then it was the season finale, and I'm like, yeah. And then
I was excited for
the
setup.
The acting was crap. I thought the writing was crap. I mean, yeah, there was some good zombie action shots, blah, blah, blah. Crap. That's how I felt.
We were watching it last night. I was trying
to get you guys to watch it because I was telling you how good season two was, and then the first episode you guys watch, which is not the first episode I watched.
The first one I watched was the one that was just before the break when they revealed the little girl in the barn.
Oh yeah,
that was hardcore. Yeah, I liked that episode.
That was an amazing episode. But that's what I mean. That was a season finale. That episode was a season finale type of episode. It was amazing.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, and then I just don't even know what they were thinking.
Yeah.
There's no cliffhangers. They all found... Oh, it's like, dumb.
There's a couple foreshadowing.
I like that. I like the...
But the...
I'll let Wade say what he's going to say.
I really like they did two things I enjoyed. They finally introduced one of my favorite characters from the comic.
Who is?
I never learned. Michonne. Okay. Michonne. I was like, I don't know how to pronounce that name.
I think that's how Robert Kirkman said it.
Yeah.
But Michonne. Michonne.
Yeah, that's right. I pronounced it Michonne since I found out about it.
But yeah, she's rad, and it's just barely a teaser, which got me really excited.
Yeah.
I might actually
that
care about
that got a lot
three.
Of people yeah. excited.
Because I assume she's got to be most people's favorite.
She's one of the big...
She is fan favorite characters.
At least the people that read the comics, obviously.
Yeah. And then they had the slight teaser to the setting of, I assume, the next season, which is the next major act in the comic is just...
Which is obviously, we said spoilers, so... Yeah. Which is the prison, which is apparently where the main villain of the series kind of pops up.
Yeah.
And everything goes down.
Please say his name.
Apparently he's called the Governor. He's some crazy one-armed guy. Tom Savini.
He's a survivor.
Tom Savini is pushing really, really hard. To play that part because he basically kind of looks like Tom Savini.
I don't know. Kirkman hasn't come out and been like, well, we got the Governor.
No, they already announced who he is.
Oh, they did?
A British guy.
That's a British guy. They did?
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't bring it up on Talking Dead. I missed that totally.
Yeah,
wow.
Which is funny because Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick, is also British.
Yeah.
Nice. Which I heard him talk in an interview one time. I was like, who the hell is this guy?
That's how I felt the first time.
I'm Rick. I'm like, oh my goodness gracious.
That's how I felt the first time I heard, what's his face? Christian Bale talk.
Yeah.
Because it's so strong. I think it's Australian or something.
He's British.
British?
Yes.
Or is he Australian? He's British. Are you sure? Okay. But, And Maggie has a really strong accent, too.
Really?
Yeah.
The chick that plays Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
Where's she from?
I can't remember. She was on Talking Dead the other night, too. And
was she, like, English, one of those types?
Something like that. I can't remember anymore. But she had a really strong accent, and she was, like, trying to do her southern accent. And because she was telling a story where she first got the role, she was planning on going there in the whole-on Southern Belle kind of accent. And she's like, this is going to be fantastic. And she gets there, and everybody else has, like, a normal Southern accent. She's like, oh. Which is kind of funny. And then, since this is going to be mainly you three bashing the episode and me feeling like a loner.
Tell us what you liked about the episode.
What I liked Rick finally stepping up and becoming a real man.
He was a jerk.
No. Okay, come on, hold on. Democracy hasn't worked.
That doesn't mean he has to be like that.
He needs to flat out and be like, look, this is how it's going to happen. If you want to survive, follow me. We're not going to have any of this.
I think they pushed it too hard too fast.
He was too much of a D about it. Yeah. But like, I mean, if he'd just been a little more calm, and like it totally makes sense. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, he's got to lay the law down.
He's got to lay the law down, but it's coming after a big traumatic thing. So yeah, he's going to be a douche about it.
Yeah, I don't think he has to, because I mean, it's the problem that I had with it is that since they kept Shane for so long to take the hard stance on it, you lose that transformation of Rick from I am just being this guy to gradually being we're survivors and we have to do this and you have to do what I say. It's the only way we're going to make it out of this.
I think,
and they did that in the space of what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think I think with the act of killing Shane.
I think
that pushed him over the edge because he
was too fast.
Well, he'd been kind of going towards that anyway.
Yeah,
where he wanted to make sure there was no more debating things. He wanted to do what was right and make everybody survive.
But he's being kind of a putz sissy guy about it.
He was at first, but I think as soon as he saw that, hey, I just took my best friend's life. Yeah, he was going to kill me. I mean, you don't know. I mean,
you know, like, there's not really a gradual thing after that. With his wife a little bit about it. Well, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, Lori. Lori.
She's terrible. We hate her, and she needs to go away.
That really awesome Telemundo shot you're talking about.
Oh yes. There's like one shot where he's like, he's actually doing. I mean, like, I liked his dialogue in that scene.
It was a really good monologue.
You could hear bad organ music playing. It's all as like Lori's in the background with this big wide-eyed retard look. Like it was like every bad soap opera parody. Was that scene. And it's like, nobody saw that.
And she
maybe
she took
should
it back.
Do this not bad.
Yeah.
And then, so like,
it could have been a really cool shot. Because it was the one steady cam on his, like, really long, awesome monologue, like, explaining things. With her in the background reacting, it could have been really good.
But it just
went
so bad.
All wrong.
Yeah. And then she was terrible, too. She's like, okay, you just killed this guy. And it's like, she was acting like she's so surprised. She had no idea it was coming, except they've been foreshadowing it the whole season. Okay?
Look at that, Josh.
The whole season, they were foreshadowing it. And it's like, if she really did not see that coming, if she didn't, cover your kids' ears, folks, she is a dumb bitch. I'm just saying.
Wow. Yeah.
She's like, Shane, you killed that guy that we were all mad at, that he was treating everybody bad, and then our son killed him because he was a zombie. I'm angry. Oh, shut up. Come on.
Yeah.
It's zombies. He's going to kill zombies. What, you think he's supposed to sit back in that cute little hat of his and just badly act through the rest of the episode, which he did?
That's another thing that kind of kills me about the show, because
kid's terrible.
Comic Carl is legit. He just gets brutal, like, from pretty much the beginning.
Hold on.
This is a kid that made a snap decision in the comic to shoot the guy Shane. That was going to kill his dad in the neck.
In the comics.
He's just, like, kind of stunned after.
Shane's not a zombie when Carl shoots him.
No.
Because, it makes a little bit more sense that in the show they had him go, like, a slower progression from naive little kid to hard ass.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You've
kind of said it already.
Yeah. Okay, sweet.
But it's okay. There's not like a delay or anything.
I don't know. It would make more sense if they did kind of slow it out. But in the show, he's just
a sissy.
Like you're saying, they can't act well.
It's like they had all their acting coaches and everything, and all the good writers, and they're like, oh crap. Everybody's on lunch, and we need to do a final episode here.
Well, I mean,
you'd be sad about stuff, you'd be dumb, and you'd be like, My mom, we can't leave without turn page. Her!
Well, I feel like Carl the whole time is kind of trying to branch out, and he wants to be part of, like, the zombie destroying blah, blah, blah. But it's Lori that's all, and even Rick that's just kind of like, no, you're a kid. You can't do anything.
They want to keep his little bit of innocence.
Because he's always, you know, trying to do stuff and wants to learn how to shoot, wants to go with them when they go places, you know what I mean? And I think it's them.
Yeah.
Another thing I like, I did like how Rick just laid down the law. Because I liked how he finally grew a backbone.
Yeah.
You could say it happened fast, but I mean, you never know how. If some people act faster than that.
I know.
I'm still thinking that.
I'm just saying, for a show that has made their name on everything being really, really drawn out and overly dramatic, that was by far the quickest. Hey, suddenly this character has just become somebody else. It's like
a Rickocracy.
Yeah,
that's what they said on Talking Dead last.
It's a Rictatorship.
Rictatorship. Yeah. Rictatorship.
This isn't a democracy. It's a Rictatorship.
Yeah,
that's it. You know, and it's like, okay, I would have liked, because I like his character, but I think that he was just like, everybody's scared, and instead of being the tough, decent character that he needs to be,
I think he's still.
All of a sudden, he's just like, I'm mad, and you're going to do what I say. You can leave if you want. The door's right there, except there's not one because we're in some ruins.
I thought he was still kind of in shock, though, from... I mean, that could be...
I agree with you, Chris.
That could be like a gut shot.
I saw the progression. The progression of him kind of losing it and and realizing that it just can't be that. It can't be the way it was.
Oh, I mean, we can talk about that Wade and I noticed, too.
I was shocked that he actually said that he killed Shane.
Yeah.
That shot, I was like...
I also really liked his, I killed my best friend for you guys. Like, that really awkward, like, this is your fault. Yeah. Well, no, you killed him because he was going to shoot you.
Yeah.
Like, that had nothing to do with the rest of the group.
He probably should have said, he was going to shoot me.
Yeah.
He didn't kill them for... He didn't kill Shane for them. He killed them for him.
Yeah. Well, he could have let Shane kill him.
That's true.
Instead of killing his best friend, he could have just let Shane kill him.
Yeah, and then Shane has to explain it.
Yeah.
But Rick fell down on some bullets.
There was a fire. I tossed a bullet in there. Things happen around.
No, he just fell down on some bullets. Speaking of bullets, let's talk about this, because this is an honest-to-Christ issue. And that, you know, for a show that's playing itself up. And the first season, they were smart about, you know, it was a little more, our vehicles suck. We have to maintain them. We don't have a lot of ammunition. We can't be shooting stuff because zombies are going to come running from everywhere.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they got shotguns with infinite ammo.
Oh, and Herschel and
Herschel just standing there like shooting like 15, 20 shots, and then suddenly he needs to reload just so Rick can come up and kill the zombie behind him.
Yeah.
What's the name of the chick? Blonde one, Andrea, running around with like her pistol just and all of a sudden when it needs to be dramatic and she needs to run out of ammo, oh no, the clip is empty. Or you know, we need to be quiet because they're zombies, and you know, maybe instead of making a ton of noise for them to come to, she's like, oh, there's a zombie there, maybe I should hit him with a stick or a rock or a hand weapon that I should have. No, bang, now I'm gonna run and be tired. You know, and the thing is, they were so smart about it in the first season because it wasn't stupid horror movie stupid. You know, it was this is what's going on. This is survival, and they not so. I think that the characters got complacent.
Yeah,
and the story, and then the show got complacent.
Because the first half of this season and all last season, it was really story driven. Not a lot of action. And then I heard a lot of people, the biggest complaint was, they're just standing around talking.
Yeah, that was my complaint.
And then they think, oh, crap. Everybody just thinks we're just standing around talking. Let's just throw a ton of action at the end.
Yeah, like...
That might have been what happened.
I want good... Because, I mean, the first two episodes...
I mean, even...
The first two episodes were scary.
Yeah.
They were good TV, man.
I mean, the way that Kirkman and the other writer on the show... director...
Glenn Nazara.
Yeah. The way they were talking, things changed really fast. Because originally, they were going to kill Herschel.
Yeah.
And in fact, they even told...
Scott Wilson,
that he was going to die.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're going to die. And then they didn't. And I'm glad they didn't, because Herschel, in that episode, kind of became a badass.
Yeah,
that was my one.
Some of it was a little.
It was a little overdone, but I thought it was kind of funny how he's running around with his gray hair and blood all over the back. Yeah, that was pretty awesome. But
everybody gets mad at Rick because he tells them that they're all infected, and like I liked that.
Why would you keep that from us?
Like the Daryl character, who's I really disliked for the first season, and they were like talking about, we should leave Rick, and then he's like, no, Rick's done fine by me.
Yeah,
and he was like part of Shane's kind of little posse there. Yeah. Once he realized that
Daryl is my favorite character, he is so awesome.
He has definitely gone from being somebody that just annoys the piss out of me. I'm like, oh, he has some character, and I am therefore interested. I'm really interested to see, because they announced
Merle,
the guy that played his brother,
Michael Rooker,
announced at WonderCon over the weekend that he's coming back.
Oh,
that's Merle. Yeah, interesting. The guy that handcuffed to the top of the building.
Who has one hand now?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's going to be really interesting. He's not going to be the governor.
I know. I'm just in there.
They talked about that already.
I know. Yeah. But that's pretty cool that he's coming back. Because I kept wondering about that. But then, now I'm going to be at the same question. How does he find them?
I'm betting he's at the prison already.
Yeah. I can imagine he's already with the governor.
Yeah. I mean, he seems like somebody to hook up with the governor. Yeah. I mean, the governor in the comics is another survivor.
Yeah,
he's just out of his mind.
Survivor. Well, he's set up a town and he just runs it in his own crazy way. And the people are
his crazy just kind of fascist.
All right, well, he's keeping us alive, so we'll go with it, I guess.
All right, so I think. What do you think? I think that's a good Walking Dead discussion.
Yeah, we had a pretty good serious discussion about it, so I enjoyed that.
You want to do a quick Q&A?
We're probably going to end up going an hour and a half on this episode, because we're at an hour and 10 right now.
Well, let's do a Q&A.
We'll get to some figure reviews next week, because I got some cool ones.
For all those people that are looking for one, Josh has a what?
Red Arrow.
A Red Arrow.
Yeah, 6-inch Justice League, or not Justice League, Young Justice.
It's really red.
And I got it for dirt cheap.
$5. Alright. Let me pull up
our... No, I'm not entertaining offers.
Let's pull up our first question.
Yeah, I know.
We only have a couple, really. But this one we can discuss a little bit. Matthew actually asked it. He's like, I'm curious as to why all the Bane love over the years. Batman was really in stride back in the late 80s, early 90s. Then they come up with this idea for a juiced up bad guy that cripples Batman.
No, Bane's more than that.
Yeah. And here we are.
No offense, Matt, sorry.
20 plus years later, bringing Bane into the movie. What is your guys' take on this? I think the juiced up Bane is the total stereotype from
He only does Batman that because he's trying to make sure that he's tough. Well,
from the Batman and Robin movie.
Yeah, that doesn't even count.
I know, but that's most people's introduction to Bane is.
Yeah.
He is this big, juiced-up idiot.
Yeah, and he's
not a henchman.
He's Batman-level intelligence.
He is... Think about it this way. He was in the Batcave.
Yeah.
He was there waiting for Batman. He got in past all of Batman's defenses and was just chilling there waiting for this guy after he's released all these criminals and made Batman run through a gauntlet of just beat hell.
Yeah, people don't realize that Bane has a pretty messed up backstory, too.
Yeah.
You want to
give a little... His mother was like a political prisoner in like some unnamed South American prison, and she was raped a bunch and beat up, and she was pregnant when she got there. So she has her kid, and this kid, they decide, just has to be in prison, too. So he grows up in a prison learning how to be hard. So he just messes people up, and he is tough, and he is damn smart. So basically, he has this ridiculous, brilliant cunning, and he's just ridiculously physically fit, and he gets out, and he's like, I'm going to take things over. He ends up getting his revenge on everybody in that prison. Like, I believe he kills a bunch of them and escapes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then it's been a long time since I've read it. But he ends up coming to Gotham being a crime lord. And he's not just some big buffed guy. He uses that the Venom stuff because it enhances his body, so it's almost to the level of his mind.
Yeah. And don't be worried, because the Bane from the other Batman movie.
That one doesn't count.
Is not going to be the Bane in this new movie.
Tom Hardy is going to be that cerebral, dangerous Bane. Oh, yeah. With that hideous mask, mind you. He looks so
the
dumb.
Mask is bad.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I'll show you.
Yeah, the costume is kind of bad in this
movie. It's terrible.
I almost prefer to not know what I'm getting into with things like this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they are doing the break
Cat
in the back.
Woman, the Catwoman is even worse.
Awful. But, the way they've set it up...
turning to cat ears.
The way they've set it up, Bane is a terrorist. He's breaking the bat. At least it's rumored.
And it's rumored that Azrael might be in there too, though.
Yeah.
I want Azrael so bad.
I don't know.
Just hint at him. That's all I care about.
Hinting at him's fine, but then again, you're just hinting at him for nothing now because
I don't care. That you know what?
Next.
Nuh-uh.
Oh yes.
There is the rumor that there's an unnamed fourth movie in Christian Bale's contract.
Yeah. Whether it's a
Justice League or another Batman movie.
I honestly hope for a Batman Superman movie.
You know, and if it's the thing is if this movie makes just a ridiculous ton of money like we know it's gonna, there's no way they're gonna be able to say, you know what, there's not gonna be a fourth Batman movie because they'll take David Finch is a comic artist. Mm-hmm. They'll take David Fincher out of the equation if he won't do it. And if he's smart, he will. That way, it'll still be good.
Yeah. But no, Bane.
Well, no, it's not David Fincher. It's Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Sorry.
I thought you were talking about something I had no idea about.
That's so my epic nerd bad there.
Wow.
My bad.
Talking about switching
anyway,
directors. For some reason, I was like, dude, a Darren Aronofsky.
You know,
he was supposed to do a Wolverine movie.
Really?
Yeah, but he would have had to been in Japan for a year to film it, and he wasn't willing to take that much time away from his family.
That would be terrifying and weird, but
it would be awesome.
He would do a
Bane job. For me, Bane.
He was
Bane
also
is,
up for Batman originally.
Bane is one of those characters again that had a big, huge introduction, basically, and then not a whole lot after.
Yeah, they just kind of petered out Azbats beats the hell out of him.
Yeah, I mean, he is a great character. He's a great bad guy.
Yeah, he's a damn good bad guy.
I mean, he is. I mean, you can't ask for much more in a bad guy than Bane.
Yeah. What's our next
next question? Let's see. Talk a little bit so I find these.
They talked a little bit. Somebody asked the question whether or not we thought that Christian Bale was going to get broken if they were going to put Azbats in there, and we basically just. Said our thoughts on it. Okay, when Batman goes down after he gets broken, mm-hmm. And there's another hero named Azrael that takes over as Batman in like the mechanical looking suit. He's got claws, and he just runs around wrecking the villains in Gotham. Whereas Batman would just beat him down, throw him down. He's like coming close to killing them because he's crazy. He's actually like this. He's a pre-programmed basically holy warrior for this ridiculous, crazy. Cult. It's called the Order of Saint Dumas. And their enforcer is a guy named Azrael, who runs around cutting off their enemies' heads with a flaming sword. Yeah, I have some Az comics. Yeah. Good. I really like that one.
Here's another question from Matthew.
All right.
How long do you think the traditional comics have left? Let me finish reading this thing before we make our comments. With all the other media moving away from paper and going strictly digital, and the fact that the price of one issue is now the same as a gallon of gas.
Not around here.
Gas, do you see the big companies scaling back to less books, or like how we get smaller portions for the same cost at restaurants? Or are we going to start getting less pages of art and more ads for the same price?
And it used to be 32, and now it's 24.
Yeah,
some of them are 26.
That happens. I see that happening. I don't ever see comics becoming strictly digital.
Nope.
I mean, yeah, they
it's
are
just like
they,
books.
They are introducing it. I mean, they are introducing it.
They're using day and date stuff, which I think I'm okay with digital comics. I'm okay with day and date if they're cheaper.
Yeah,
which apparently some Dark Horse is going to do.
That's how it should be. I cannot see paying $4 for a digital comic.
Me either. $4 for a physical copy.
The reason people buy and collect comics is because they like having that physical thing collected. It goes back to our hunter-gatherer kind of thing. We collect things.
We need material.
Humans collect things. That's how it is. And for somebody that's listening going, I don't collect anything.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. Everybody collects something.
You've got a lot of clothes or something random. Like
everybody has something. Random things. My dad actually has people come into his shop and say, yeah, I don't collect anything. And the funny thing is, it was a photographer that came in. He had a big camera bag, like two camera bags, a big camera around his neck, a bunch of lenses. And he's like, I don't collect anything. And my dad's like, oh, yeah? Look at all that camera stuff you've collected.
You collect pictures.
Yeah. It's like, no. But no, I don't see it ever happening. It's never going all the way away.
Print will never go. You know, maybe in 100 years, things will be different when all the old folks that remember physical medium will be gone. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the youth, they're more comfortable with it than we are. Yeah. Like my boss says his son, who's like, I believe his son's like 15, 17, something like that. Said that his son is completely comfortable reading a comic in physical form or reading it on the computer or on the e-reader.
I've done both. I do both. Mm-hmm. I read digital comics from time to time.
I like the e-readers. They're kind of neat.
I even had a digital subscription to Marvel.
Yeah.
It's fun to read issues that you're not going to buy, like back issues. Yeah. I can't see buying new issues.
You know? I think that they need to make their back catalog, all of their back catalog, available. Yeah. Because the only other way to get back issues that aren't in print anymore is to do what I have done in the past, and that's pirate them. And it sucks, because I don't want to pirate stuff, but, I mean, it's 15 years ago, and it's a book that nobody sells.
Yeah.
Can't find. And it's really hard. You're like, okay, Marvel has, they'll have, like, 20 issues of, you know, like, a big 20-issue arc of X-Men, and then they'll skip 18 issues because they don't think that that's as important an arc.
Yeah.
And then start up again on their digital thing, like, but I wanted to read those.
Yeah. Well,
that's why I only read part of that that good Thor run you kept recommending.
No, it's not a good Thor run.
It's a great Thor run.
Great.
But yeah, they only had a small chunk online.
Yeah, that bothers me.
I think I got that up there. I'll make you read it.
Here's another question. This is from Josh Miller, our slightly special friend.
Yeshua?
Huh?
That's your name in Hebrew.
Yeshua. He has a couple of them. What's your favorite comic book movie made so far?
Cap? Easy. Super comes a close second.
Ooh.
Super counts as a comic book movie.
Nice.
Even though the comic book... There is no comic... It's still a comic book movie.
Yeah.
Super amazing. If you haven't seen it, you have to. Don't bring the kids. For God's sakes, don't.
My favorite comic book movie...
Be honest.
I'm trying to.
Are you on four, like...
I have a few.
Yeah, well, I mean, four, like... Consistency with the comic, or just as a movie?
Just your favorite comic book movie.
Yeah, okay.
Comic book-related movie.
Oh, man.
I have, like, a four-way tie.
Mine's down between two.
What's your two?
Road to Perdition and V for Vendetta.
I hated V for Vendetta.
I love that movie.
I can't cut it down between...
It's different enough from the comic in a couple of weird ways that I think if I'd read the comic before watching the movie, I wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was my problem.
But I saw the movie not knowing it was a comic and thought it was fantastic. And then
Hugo Weaving is great as V. But...
Yeah. Well, Hugo Weaving's great in life.
Yeah. I'm torn between Cap.
Because it's amazing.
I love Cap.
Despite the crappy costume, which I grew to not hate very quickly. Cap.
Cap, Watchmen. I love the Watchmen movie. I love the Watchmen movie.
Sex scene.
It's too long, but I love the movie. It's a good movie.
It was a great comic book movie, but it was just a bad... Because I liked the movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But it was a flop because it wasn't a great movie.
It was too long.
Yeah.
It was too long
for modern... Have you watched the director's cut or whatever? Yep. That actually makes the characters make sense.
Really?
It's like several... 10, 15 second clips that were cut out. Like, that's, there's no, like, full scenes they cut.
Really?
But they just, like, oh, wow, that actually makes the comedian make sense. That's awesome.
Nice.
But no, I'm stuck between that makes it Kick-Ass. Long,
which I refuse to watch.
Nicolas
Cage.
I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to see it.
Nicolas Cage? He was good.
He was good.
It's kind of hard to say that, but
he worked. I'll have to force you to watch it, but he worked in there.
I have perceptions that, well, after reading the comic, which is the only comic that I read that I really liked John Romita Jr.'s artwork, between that and what I thought it should be, I don't know. Like the movie seemed a little too much comedy for me.
It has its comedy.
It's not that much comedy.
Really?
It's a dark comedy.
Yeah,
it's a dark comedy. Definitely amounts of dark comedy.
What's number four then?
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight was a good flick.
Yeah.
It's a four-way tie between those, because I can watch them over and over again.
I actually, I bought Cap on Blu-ray. I haven't even unwrapped it.
Weird.
But I liked it. Iron Man. Because I hate Iron Man as a character. That was my favorite comic movie until I saw Captain America and Super. Mm-hmm. Super's such a great movie, though.
Yeah, Iron Man is a great movie.
Yeah,
they did a really good job with that one.
Iron Man 2, not so much. Iron Man 1,
it was still decent. The first one was still a damn good movie to watch.
I enjoyed the second one.
Certainly was not Reinventor. Was that the full question?
That was one of them. It's a three-part question. Not really three parts, but it's just three questions.
Yeah.
Next one is favorite Marvel title right now and why?
Wade is way behind. And are you current on anything?
No, yeah. I don't read any like issue titles. I'm pretty
Wade
much
the
only
trade.
Yeah, because
that's the future of comics right there. Is trades.
Yeah, because I like to get a full story
exactly
out of something rather
than a full arc.
Yeah.
God, I don't know. I'm not caught up on Uncanny X-Force, but I'm really liking that.
Uncanny X-Force and Winter Soldier are my two favorite titles.
I haven't read those everything. Yet, because you haven't brought them over.
I'll bring
for
them
me
over.
To finish,
you'll have
Chris.
To. I know. I'll bring them over. You'll read them. Those are my two favorite titles, hands down. Those are my two favorite titles.
I want
in
some
few
more.
Years.
I want them to give me more Young Avengers with Jim Chung drawing it and Alan Heinberg writing it.
Josh likes them young ones.
I do. I love Young Avengers, man, and just give me some gore, cause some good Hawkeye stuff. Too.
I do. Okay, that's.
And then the last one was like something about DC, right?
Yeah. Why do people still buy DC comics? No, why do people still like DC comics?
Nostalgia. Some of their stuff is really good, let's be
There's
fair.
There's a lot of stuff
Court of
out
Owls
right
is cool. I like it. The art is god-awful, as we have discussed.
I kind of do these little things in my head where I think about random things that no one else probably has ever thought about.
Yep.
Marvel has the...
I would never use oatmeal that way, just so you know.
Marvel has has their stuff based in the real world.
Yeah, DC is a little different.
DC, for me, the way I kind of thought about it, DC would be the comic books that people in the Marvel world would read.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really, really good description.
I didn't used to buy a lot of DC titles. With the reboot, I jumped in on a lot. I do like that it's kind of an escape.
Yeah.
I'm a big Marvel guy.
I look at it this way. Marvel Comics is superheroes grounded in the real world.
Hmm.
It is superheroes, but it's a normal world. Whereas DC is superheroes in a super world.
Yeah.
Everybody's got superpowers in the damn DCU. And you know, that's fine. Because it works for their stories.
Yeah.
You know, you run into very few normal people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's very few low-powered characters in DC. Or excuse me, no-powered characters. Batman doesn't have any powers, but he might as well.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's hanging with the big boys in the Justice League, even though, in theory, his power level is so far below theirs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... Because you know, Marvel has the real world set up around it.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I mean, it has New York and stuff like that, whereas DC has Metropolis and Gotham City.
I mean, DC, when you try and think about it, the layout doesn't make any sense.
No.
Because Metropolis is supposed to be in Kansas. Smallville's in Kansas, Metropolis is supposed to be kind of there. And
oh, yeah?
Like, none of the layouts
make
sense.
It's next to the ocean.
Yeah, it's like...
I think they put it the most... I think they put...
Did they change it?
Metropolis and Gotham City, I think, are... Both on the eastern seaboard?
Now they are. But I think at one point, Metropolis was in Kansas. It just doesn't make any sense sometimes.
I figured maybe they could stick one of them on the Great Lakes.
Yeah. I mean, Metropolis could be Chicago.
We don't want to try to figure out where the hell Nandaparbat is, because I'll make somebody's brain explode.
But I do enjoy... I mean, I don't know...
They both have their charms.
They do. I can't really say that... Marvel's better because you think it could happen.
I think Marvel is more
grounded. I like that when Stan Lee was kind of laying the groundwork for this stuff, he used real places.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, I love that Avengers Mansion, there's actually a mansion at that address.
Is there really?
Yeah.
That's rad.
It's a mansion he walked by every morning or every afternoon, one of the two. And he always walked by it. And when he built Avengers Mansion in the comics, he actually used this exact mansion, put the exact address of this mansion.
That's kind
of
right.
So in New York, there was actually a mansion there. I don't know if it's still there. I'm hoping it's still there, because that'd be kind of cool.
But, I think Marvel's more grounded, whereas DC is a little more high-flying with the way they're set.
More idealistic.
Their stories are a lot of fun. I mean, you get less deep story.
It's apples and oranges, I think. That depends on the deep story.
Yeah, you get less of them.
Green Lantern's deep origins.
I mean, like I said, you get less, but there are good, and they do stand out.
Yeah.
And plus they have Jeff Johns working for them.
Yeah, Jeff Johns is pretty rad.
Yeah. There we go. That's why people still buy DC.
Jeff Johns. I think, is probably the fairest thing we can say. Probably the best way we could end it, too.
I like it. Jeff Johns, we love you.
We do. Oh, such a gay way.
will have your children.
This has been the... No, you can't do any of the bad ones.
I know. I'm not going to. I figure since last week we closed ourselves off with it, and they are marked which ones are foul.
We should just get Sam Jackson to give a, you know what's cool? Talking Shop with Chris and Josh.
That's cool.
Talking Shop with Chris and Josh is cool.
That'd be sweet.
All right.
That'd be the raddest thing
I'm ever. Hoping this one doesn't have any swearing in it.
I thought I was the coolest person in the room. Well, I am, but you're right up there.
And that's how we're going to end that one.
All right, thanks for listening to our relatively clean episode, guys.
Thank you, guys. We tried our best.
Yeah.
We tried.
We failed, but, you know, whatever.